Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 26 and ending in verse 43. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. As they led Jesus away, a man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, happened to be coming in from the countryside. The soldiers seized him and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd trailed behind, including many grief-stricken women. But Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming when they will say, 'Fortunate indeed are the women who are childless, the wombs that have not borne a child and the breasts that have never nursed.' People will beg the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and plead with the hills, 'Bury us.' For if these things are done when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. And the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. The crowd watched, and the leaders scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he is really God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers mocked him, too, by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." A sign was fastened above him with these words, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself, and us too, while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." Once again, that was Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 43 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus died for the sin of the world. Jesus died for the soldiers who were just doing their job and gambled for his clothes, his only possessions in the world. Jesus died for the women who wept but could not see the bigger picture and coming disaster that would fall on Jerusalem. Jesus died for a North African man who came to the city and was forced to carry the Messiah's cross. Jesus died for the crowd that mocked him as he died. Jesus died for the criminals that hung beside him, one wanting unjust freedom and the other wanting nothing more than forgiveness. Jesus promised paradise because the criminal trusted in him, a crucified Messiah. Jesus died for the sin of the world. Jesus died for your sin. The Gospels go out of their way to show that all people failed the Son of God, political leaders, religious leaders, the crowd, the soldiers, and even his disciples. We have all sinned, and we all need a Savior. Living as a forgiven person changes you. First, it allows the Holy Spirit to come live inside of you. No other religion teaches this truth. Second, receiving forgiveness helps you stay humble, a reminder that you are a sinner and no better than anyone else. Third, Christ's forgiveness empowers you to forgive others. Forgiveness doesn't mean you allow people to continue hurting you, but that you release the burden in your heart. Unforgiveness is a huge problem, and it can cause more brokenness than the sin done against you. Christ came to break our grudges and the endless cycle of vendetta. You are a forgiven sinner. Jesus suffered for you to be forgiven. Forgive others as freely as you have been forgiven. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important that Jesus died for your sin? How can you extend forgiveness to someone in your life this week? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.